OpenAI wants your agents living inside ChatGPT. China's real AI spend may already top the US once you count actual buying power and training efficiency. Different headlines, same story. Control flows to whoever owns distribution and deployment. Hey friend, it's Thursday, November 27, 2025. The theme today, power is consolidating at the edge of the stack, where users sit, where budgets clear. OpenAI is quietly turning ChatGPT into an app store for agents. Host your workflows there. Sell to their users. Pay the toll. For founders, this changes the near-term roadmap. Ship inside their container to get distribution, or stay independent and fight discovery and payments alone. Expect policy control, ranking algorithms, and pricing nudges that favor in-house services. This is an operating system move. Whoever sets the runtime owns the rules, the data exhaust, and the take rate. Practical playbook. Multi-home from day one. Keep a web SKU for flexibility. Integrate with their store for lead flow. Build a portable agent runtime and log everything you can. Negotiate enterprise contracts that cap the tax on recurring usage. If you're raising, discount any users via ChatGPT projections by half and price in platform risk. Because platform power is concentrating, the geopolitics matter more than the press releases. New analysis claims China's real terms AI spend already exceeds the US. The signal is resource deployment at scale, data centers, power, and chips used efficiently. The noise is headline dollars and parameter vanity. Second order effect, model design and ops will optimize for constrained hardware, not frontier luxury. That bends costs for everyone. For builders, assume export control stick, prices for compute diverge by region, and compliance becomes a feature. If your go-to-market depends on cheap US GPUs, you're betting against energy and policy. Pick markets where you can actually ship. The current path of AI development leads to a kind of jagged, fragmented intelligence. It's very good at some things, but it's missing something deep and fundamental. That's Ilya Sutskever. Translation. Your agent will nail spreadsheets and still forget your calendar. Charming. Agent stack first. LangChain drew a clear line between frameworks and runtimes. That's the shift from demos to production. You'll need observability, rollback, and durable state, not just prompt glue. If you're hiring, bias toward infra engineers who can run a control loop, not just prompt tinkerers. Security follows maturity. NeuroTrust's Guardian agents put an AI-native shield in front of autonomous systems. Treat every prompt as untrusted input. Assume two calls can be subverted. Log, scan, and quarantine. Your agent needs a bouncer, not just better vibes. Cost gravity is getting heavier. HSBC Project's OpenAI could lose $500 billion by 2030 under current economics. Wild number, yes. But the direction's right. Inference at scale is ugly without new architectures, cheaper power, or on-device offload. For startups, unit economics beat delusion. Cash aggressively, fine-tune smaller models, and push latency-sensitive tasks to the edge where you can. Have a tip or a story we should cover? Send it our way. If this helped, forward it to your sharpest friend. Here's the question. If OpenAI captures distribution and China scales deployment, where will you place your moat? Product, data, or geography? I'm Ting Yan, and this is Chain of Thought. See you tomorrow.